The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Coming to you live from the mobile unit.
Yeah, you in the mobile unit today?
I'm out in the van. Feel like I'm, it's hard not having finally finished The Wire, the whole series, and now I'm sitting with a microphone and headphones in a van. I'm like, hell yeah, man, I get it.
Doing some surveillance.
Yeah, and I'm just now remembering I have some beer in the fridge, so I'm going to do that.
There you go. It's all working out.
Yeah.
So where are you at in the mobile unit?
Shit, hold on.
Uh oh, look out.
The bath mat that serves as my carpeting got in the way of my fridge door. You know.
Uh-oh.
You know these kind of issues.
Uh-huh.
We are in Mineral, Washington.
Okay.
About 25 minutes from Mount Rainier. Rachel, with her roller skating fanaticism, was just going on Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. Looking for places that would be like wide open to roller skate in. And she found a 10-room schoolhouse that is just an artist retreat now and just rented it out to come up here and roller skate around an old school. And it.
Holy shit.
If we were taunting any kind of supernatural or just local murderers, we're doing that.
That is awesome. How does she find that on Airbnb?
I think she was just looking for schools, thinking like, oh, if they have a gymnasium or like a lot of tile floor, you know? So she just went looking for schools.
Rent it out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think people come up here and like, it's an artist retreat. So everybody gets like the classrooms are converted into bedrooms more or less.
Uh-huh.
And, like we're in the nurse's office, so we have a bathroom in our room, but everything else is just the one bathroom in the hallway. But it's haunted as shit, dude.
Really?
Like whether proof or not, it's creepy as fuck. We're in this town, wow. Mineral, Washington. I bet it doesn't even break triple digits on population wise. It's like a little fishing town. The school, apparently they're saying it's haunted, but now you realize everybody can say something's haunted to kind of like bolster tourism.
Yeah. Who's saying it's haunted?
The people that own it.
Mm.
But it is like it's not really rehabbed. It's still kind of busted. The gymnasium, we're just drunk skating around in circles in there. But it's I had this vision of like a serial killer or like a monster. And then everybody's on skates, so you can't even get away. And the serial killer being like, this is a little too easy.
Oh, man. Does the gymnasium have basketball goals up?
It does. It's got a couple hoops. It's actually got a stage. Like, you know how like a school, the gymnasium would also be the auditorium. So it's got bleachers on one side, bleacher seats on one side, and then the stage on the other side, then the basketball court in the middle, and we're skating around there. Got the mountain bike, jumped off the stage with that. Felt pretty rad. About a 4 foot drop, pulled off a 4 foot drop.
Dude, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's real spooky right now. Derek Brown and his wife Lizzie are up here. Derek Brown, the poet, he opened for me at Helium.
Uh-huh.
They're up here,
right on.
And we had a couple other guests. Rachel's brother and sister-in-law were up here a couple days ago. You know, it's like a two-hour drive from Portland, so it's easy enough to get away from.
You guys should play an epic game of hide-and-seek.
There was talk of that. And then there was talk of, well, so also behind it, there's just a literal burnt-out building with just and cabins around it that are abandoned.
Uh-huh.
So that's scary. Like it's the set of any horror movie. Like dude. Blair Witch style stuff. The doors that like imagine, you know, like you see a long single level school building and you go in and like in the middle of it would be the main doors, the stairs up from the street, the main doors. And at the end of each side, the end of the wings are also double doors that are chained they're chained shut. Well, the other night, we're already getting riled up, like, oh, that light went on. Well, it's because it's motion sensor, no big deal. But then somebody's in the hallway, they're like, oh, what's going on with that? And the doors that were chained, they're chained together, but they were opened.
Hmm.
With enough space that somebody could have fit inside.
Really?
And that prompted a search of the building and fixing the linkage on the chain so it couldn't be open enough so somebody can get inside. So that's less ghost and more, I wonder if people around here know, like, oh, somebody's renting the school, time to go creep them out or whatever.
Was this an armed search?
We were handling ourselves.
Okay.
We were handled, okay. Yeah.
So you cleared the building.
We did. We did clear the building.
Police lingo. Has this building been cleared?
Yeah, we did. We secured the perimeter.
Right on. Dude, that's awesome, man. What a cool little thing. What a cool, fun little trip. Well, who would have thought to rent out an old school?
I'm impressed that Rachel's love of roller skating has overcome her fear of ghosts and creepy shit. Because I'm here and I'm mm-hmm. like, this place is fucking scary. And she's like, yeah, but skates. And I'm like, okay. we all make compromises, you know?
Oh, man, that's awesome, dude. You should take some pictures. I want to see.
Oh, I will.
See this school, man.
And
can you tell, do you think this is an old high school or elementary school?
I think it was
a little bitty desk.
I think it was an elementary school. And the thing is, like, I just don't think there's any children left in this town mm-hmm. to keep it open. So apparently they do like the artist retreat, they'll have writers or whatever, and then they'll do a show at the end of the retreat for the townsfolk in the auditorium. And I am curious how that goes, because we went to the one local bar here called, appropriate enough, Headquarters, across from Mineral Lake, and it was like local, but they were all fun. We had a dog with us, Derek and Lizzie's dog, and they're like, oh, the guy's like, dog, well, let me, and I'm thinking, all right, what kind of like hunting wild hound or something this guy's going to bring in? It's a three-legged golden retriever. A dachshund and a Lhasa Apso. And the dachshund was just
a Lhasa Apso again. What do those look like?
Like a little, like bigger than a dachshund, but just like a little foot, like kind of long hair in the face. Very, very benign.
Okay.
Like very friendly little guys.
Uh huh.
And let him in. And I'm like, oh, the dog's like a tripod. He's like, no, it's a three wheeler. Tripod stand still. And it was just laying on the floor with its nub wagging. And everybody was nice. And then a dude named, a guy just sat next to me at the bar and I could tell he was staring at me like an older fellow with long hair. And I'm like, well, let's just go with friendliness. And I turn around like, how's it going? He's like, my name's Hippie. August 14th, I'm having a big bash. You guys should come. It's up at the trailer court. My club's going to be there, but another club up from Spokane will be there. They're a bigger club, and I realize he's talking about bike clubs. I also noticed he had an SS tattoo on his hand.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Super sport.
Yeah. He was just a fan of the bikes in a lightning bolt fashion.
Muscle cars.
But and he was like, yeah, he was pretty checked out. But we got an invite August 14th to come up to Hippie Fest, 5th annual Hippie Fest he's having up here. A lot of bikes, a lot of barbecue, and I'm going to guess some illegal activity.
Hmm. Dude, that sounds awesome, man. Way to go.
I love
the concept of just being in a big building when you're not really supposed to be. When I was a kid, we were heavily into church, and about two or three times a year, they would have what we called church lock-ins, where like all the kids would show up at like 6 or 7 p.m., like on a Friday or Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
and we'd all just crash there the whole night. And they, you know, theoretically, they'd lock us in, even though I don't think we were technically locked in. But yeah, just, you know, 20, 30 kids running around an old church, you know, 12, 13 hours throughout the night, you know, try to sleep late at night and, you know, get up, have a little breakfast, and then mom and dad come pick you up. But, yeah, just being set loose in a big building as a kid. Oh man, that was fun. And now I would love to. I would love a lock in. I would love a good game of hide and seek. Any of that.
There's something about seeing a building not in the time frame you're supposed to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a school, or like if you ever worked in a big department store and we're doing inventory after hours. There's that, you know, seeing it with its pants down kind of thing. And speaking of a empty place, shout out to Simply Safe. I got my Simply Safe set up. We were worried about old We were worried about old H Dog, old little D, on account of being gone. Also, I told you a new nickname, right?
No.
Oh, because, well, on account of that, Helen's a fella.
Right.
A neutered fella. We're going gender neutral, so we're calling her Jenny Nooch. Mm-hmm. Old Jenny Nooch.
Jenny Nooch. But
I got the camera, noticed it about 10 to 1 this morning that there was activity. And old Jenny Nooch is prowling around the house. So she found that pet door. Go. She let herself in. Getting in all the stuff. Happy to see it. Happy to know she's crawling around the spot. So shout out to Simply Safe. Awesome. I feel secure knowing the cat found its way in. She knows that the pet door works both ways.
What's Jenny Nooch doing for dinner? Did y'all just leave out a bunch of food? Oh, we got it on a timer.
Well, we got a pet sitter that comes in the morning for breakfast. We had an automatic feeder that the pet sitter said was dragged across the yard, so the raccoons were trying to crack that safe. And then we got the gal that I told you that had been feeding him over the years. I'm like, feel free. Like, there's the gates by the driveway. Come in and like. Hang out in the yard. If you're done with work and you want to come by and pay a visit. It's good to know the cats get attention. You care for the cat, so please. So I think she's doing all right. And if not, that's she comes awesome. In the house and can go crawl through the cupboards. I don't care. But
right on, man.
That's what's going on over here. What's going on with you, big dog?
Oh, not much. Got the vaccine this week. That was exciting.
One shot or... Two-shot one.
Just one. The one, I got the Moderna, so I got to go back in about a month and get that second shot. But first one, piece of cake. Didn't, you know, just drive through, went to Disneyland, and I was probably in and out in 20 minutes, and that includes the 15-minute wait time. They make you pull over and wait
get
15
a churro?
Minutes just to
get
make sure.
Did you get a funnel cake?
No, I didn't get a funnel cake. I would have liked one, some frozen lemonade. Did that, and then other than that, not a whole lot other than this. All right. Okay. I got something. I got a story for you.
Do you feel the microchip going around your veins, or is it settled yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. I am still a little leery of all that. So, but Katie pretty much made me. She filled out all the paperwork and signed me up. And she wasn't messing around. She's like, you're getting this stupid vaccine. I'm like, all right. But on an unrelated note, all right, listen to this crazy story. Okay. Now, either this is incredibly mundane or it's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me, one or the other. Let's see, what day was this? This would have been Thursday of last week. Walked over to the beach, you know, lived three blocks from the ocean. So walked over there and brought my camping chair. And just sat out on the beach and read a book, you know, for about an hour and a half, just chilling. Got the sunglasses, got the sunblock all lathered up. Just thought I'd get some vitamin D, hang out on the beach for a little while. And had a delightful time. And coming back, I had to, you have to climb like these really steep stairs, like every few blocks. The main east-west that runs along the shore here is Ocean Boulevard. So wherever you're out on the beach, you just got to find, you know, it's like all these little dead ends that run off of Ocean Boulevard towards the actual ocean. And so there's a little dead end street about every three or four blocks that you can access the beach. So anyway, that's not really here nor there. I'm walking up these giant stairs, right?
Yeah.
Get to the very top and I empty out into this little dead end, little maybe 30 yards, little dead-end street, and there's apartment buildings on each side. So I finally make it to the top, and as I get to that top step, off to my left, there's no one around, off to my left, kind of leaning up against one of the apartment buildings, I just see a dude. I'm about to describe him. I see a dude. We don't make eye contact or anything, but I just happen to see him. He's kind of leaned up against one of the apartment buildings, like near the garage entrance.
Sure.
Just, it looks like he's on his phone. And I take a look at him, and he's a real odd-looking dude. And how can I describe him? He was cartoonishly bald. And what I mean by that is he had the classic male pattern baldness, but he had quite a bit of hair around the ears and the back, you know. The Mean Gene Okerlund look, if you will, for wrestling fans.
Or Gallagher.
Gallagher. Yeah, I never understood that, by the way. And no offense to your people.
Wait, you see what I got going on these days.
Well, I know you're doing that on purpose just because you're a crazy mountain man now. But do you know what I mean? Like, I never understood, like, when guys are, like, legitimately bald, I feel like you got to keep the rest of it kind of tight, you know, in the back and the sides, right?
Keep your laws off my body, man.
Yeah, that's true. It's not for me to say. But it caught my eye because he was cartoonishly bald, and the rest of his hair was black. You know who he looked like? He looked like, at first I thought it was Eric DeDorian.
Okay.
Great comedian. Used to be based out of L.A. I think he's in Baltimore now.
Yeah.
But at first glance, I thought it was because Eric used to rock that a little bit. He got the male pattern baldness, but, you know, he'd have the dark hair. And at first glance, but it was just cartoonish how thick and dark the rest of his hair was compared to the absolute baldness on top. And he had the black glasses. He was wearing glasses, kind of the Woody Allen glasses, which I don't know what the proper term of those what do you call those type of frames? Anyway, I mean, big black glasses.
Can I defend the look in a brief moment? It's like when you already know you're balding, like you could either just try to look cool, like try to hang on to being a cool guy, or you could just be like, listen, I'm a silly fun dude, and I'm going to lean into silly fun dude. So to defend that look, like knowing nobody's going to look at you like, that doesn't look good. You're like, yeah, but don't I look like I'm a lot of fun? Because I am. So
I see this guy, and we don't make eye contact. I feel like I saw him before he saw me. Mm-hmm. So I glance over there. I see that he's on his phone, leaning up, and I just couldn't help but notice how silly his hair looked, and he had the glasses. He was normal height and weight. He was probably 5'11", 6 foot, you know, normal build. And so I don't think anything about it. So I get to the top of the stairs, and then I start walking down the sidewalk, and I kind of walk in front of him with maybe 10, 15 feet between us. He's leaning up on the up against the building, and I'm on the sidewalk, and I'm on my way. Well, as soon as I pass him, I hear, meow. Now, granted, I wasn't high. It was the middle of the day, wasn't drunk, wasn't high. Just clear state of mind, just chilling on the beach.
Yeah.
So I walk past him, and I hear, meow, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? I wasn't, like, offended or mad or anything, but there was no one else around, so I stopped, and I was gonna turn and look at him and just be like, well, what does that mean? Yes, meow. I wanted to, you know, I wasn't hostile. It didn't bother me. I didn't know if that was, like, a gay thing.
Aggressively
like maybe,
curious.
I was aggressively curious. So I stopped. And I turn, and we lock eyes, and immediately he's got this weird grin on his face. And before I could even say, you know, I was going to just say, what's up, or what's that mean? I swear to God, I'm not making this up. He spoke a sentence to me, but in meow voice. I swear to God, he opened with a meow. I stop, turn around. Before I can speak, he goes, meow. And I'm not making that up. And immediately I thought, oh, this guy's deaf. Like, you know, maybe he's speaking, you know, how deaf people, unfortunately, they can't speak super well.
Yeah.
Or he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
So immediately, and while he spoke that sentence, he gave me like this weird wave. Like he raised, I don't know how to describe the wave, but like he raised his whole arm up and then twisted his wrist and waved at me. And I just mimicked him. Like I was so taken back that I didn't say anything. I just looked at him and I gave him a similar wave.
Oh, Kitty found a mirror.
And then I just walked away. And it was, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up.
What was
he meowed at me and then he went, meow, 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 meow.
What was the rest of his outfit?
White t-shirt. I don't remember if he's wearing, I don't remember the pants, but just normal Long Beach afternoon attire.
But like a clean, like not a homeless looking person.
No. And he had a phone or something that resembled a phone that initially, when I first saw him, he was just doing the classic, leaning up against the wall, looking down at his phone, scrolling through it or something. And I'm not making this up. Like, I felt like in that moment when he spoke to me the second time and we locked eyes, I felt like I was momentarily hypnotized.
Oh, okay.
And what I'm asking you is, did I meet an alien?
No.
Or, okay.
No, you might
Who
have.
Who is this
you
guy?
You might have just finally understood that sexuality is a spectrum a little bit. maybe the needle that you always assume is buried deep into heterosexuality just flickered a little bit.
Oh, you're saying from me? I was mesmerized by him.
I mean, not even into sexual, but instead of like being defensive or curious, you're like, "What's up, new type of person?"
It's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me, dude. And the way he just like mentally disarmed me. Because again, I wasn't like mad. But I definitely wasn't going to just keep walking. I was like, I was going to stop and be like, what? Okay. What does the meow mean?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
You know, like not, I wasn't angry. I wasn't hostile. But then as soon as I tried to speak, we locked eyes and he, it's like he said one sentence, like, you know, it was like 10 syllables, just kind of a, how are you today type sentence, but it was all meow noises.
There's something about the a somewhat level playing field of being gay. Like, I mean, you've been to gay bars and, you know, mm-hmm. done shows at gay bars, been to gay bars, whatever. But there's something about being at those places where it's like two dudes have already surpassed, like, what would obviously be creepy to a woman for a guy to do in terms of like trying to meet somebody new at a bar. It's already dudes. Like, listen, we're dudes. We're gross. Let's get at it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get to like just skip so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I went to one gay bar and the guy, I was like wearing a vest and the guy just flicked my vest open to look at my torso, stared at it, and then looked at me. He's like, my name's Tom. I was like, all right. Like, just... There's no, you know, so maybe it's like, hey, man, do you want some weird fuck today?
Why the meow noises?
Because.
Why not just talk to me? Why not just say, hey, dude, what's up?
Because that was his, maybe he's like a furry, but his personality was at the laundromat. You know? He's like, oh, I'm not wearing the thing.
But, and I know, I'm completely aware that I'm the type of person that wants to meet an alien. And I, you know, I know that I might be trying to manifest this after the fact. But he...
Dave's gonna fuck a dude in a lizard mask. No, yes, the genitals were male, but he had, like, 9 eyelids. I'm telling you, man.
Oh. Dude... It now that I look back on it, I'm wondering, like, the hair, it almost looked like he had on a wig. And I know that defeats the purpose of a wig, but like it the hair he had looked fake.
Like a dyed clown wig, like a clown wig.
Yes. Yes. Like Bozo the Clown. Yes. Like a dyed clown wig and then obviously nothing on top. That with the glasses looked a little like he was trying too hard, like it was a quick disguise, maybe. I don't know. And the fucking meow, and the fact that I was totally hypnotized for a second. Like, I couldn't even speak. I couldn't say what I wanted to say after he went, meow, 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 meow. I think my initial, in reality, my initial reaction was, oh, this guy's deaf or mentally challenged, yeah. So just leave it be. But it seemed like something else, dude. It just seemed fucking weird.
I don't think it's an alien. I'm not saying fuck no to you right now. But I think you live by the beach and there's beach people, man. There's people that are just, some of them trickle down from Venice. You know, we've all been to Venice. That's where, if you just wear like a suit in Venice, you're the psychopath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you need to wear like a butt plug foxtail and a thong and be on rollerblades and juggle lizards. And you're like, oh, that's Tony. He's my neighbor. And one of those guys, once in a while, one of those guys rollerblades a little too far down the strand and gets lost. And then they're meowing at the wrong type of people in Long Beach. I think if you would have beat him up, it would have been a hate crime. It would have been a hate crime. You beat up somebody from Venice, and that's a hate crime because you don't like weirdos.
I was not hostile.
No,
like, after the first meow, I wasn't like, hey, fuck you, buddy. I was literally wanting to engage him. Like, okay, what does that mean?
No, I think,
why'd you meow?
Yeah, I think, Dave, as you've discussed in jokes and in life, just sexually, you're a type. You're a big beefy sauce daddy, and fellas like that. Fellas are excited by that type. So there's that. Like you've been in Hollywood or Venice where you thought if any one of these fucking weirdos showed up where I'm from, they would be beheaded in the public square. You know.
Yeah.
Which is why every city kind of has their own little like, oh, this is where the freaks and weirdos hang out. Like, here's your neighborhood. You go there.
Yeah.
And so I think this guy just got.
I love that those neighborhoods exist.
No, that's usually where like the punk shows and the like the stores with the like weird like death metal T-shirts and stuff is where you would go. It was Clark and Belmont. Chicago was where, like the alley, which is weird because it was just south of Wrigley Field. So it's the crowds of like going to see punk shows and then Cubs games letting out was always a fiasco. But I think this guy just got blown a little south of Venice and he was asking for directions to get back.
I mean, I'll put it out to the listeners. Is that a thing? Like, speaking that way, is that part of the furry culture? Is that... And I'm not being derogatory or condescending, but is that part of some weird gay thing? I've never encountered that.
I think a weird kitten bottom was trying to get the attention of a sauce daddy. That's all that was happening.
Okay.
He was throwing it out. He was making a bold move. You know, given that we know you're a bear as a type, maybe he thought animal noise to animal type might have worked out.
Because I know I'm familiar with wolf. I've been wolfed at many a times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never been meowed at.
I would put that to the listeners. There might be some more some listeners that have experienced something more similar to this. I can only speculate here.
But he just, and I know the longer I dwell on it, you know, the more my imagination might grow about it. But like when we talked about one of my favorite phenomenons that we've talked about on the show is Men in Black, and not just, you know, what they do, but their appearance. So many people who've encountered the Men in Black have reported that, hey, this guy kind of looked like a human, but he also kind of didn't. Like his hair was weird and he didn't have any eyebrows and his skin was weird. I wonder if this guy, like the hair seemed weird. The glasses seemed weird, and he had such a weird little smirk on his face when he was talking to me. And also just the fact that when you make eye contact with another human being and one of you starts to speak, there's a certain expectation. You kind of assume that human language is going to come out of their mouth. And the fact that this was – and it didn't seem – prankish. It seemed like, oh, this is how this guy talks. Oh, shit. It didn't seem like he was doing a bit. It seemed like there was a glitch in the Matrix. Like, oh shit, something happened, and now this guy's speaking like a cat.
I'm like trying to go with like not like again not fuck no, but like more logical explanations. I think far more people are just gobbling mushrooms and merrily prankstering their way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm just going to go out and be a weirdo today. Like, I mean, just doing comedy, I've met enough of those people that are more influenced by your Ken Kesey, Timothy Leary types of like, it's your job to go out and freak out the squares. You need to shake them out of their routine. Yeah. So I think it's more that, especially by the beach.
Yeah.
You know, especially like, oh, I'm just going to go trip my balls off next to the beach. And try and get a lift home if he could find this cul-de-sac I'm in. Then you walk by, and say, let's throw a meow out there, see what this guy does about it.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones, or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio, and then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Oh, man. It was so bizarre. It's one of the most bizarre things that's happened to me in a long time.
Yeah. I'm glad you were like just more curious, though. Was there ever a time in your life where you'd be like,
with that stuff?
I remember the first time I got hit on by a guy when I was in high school, and I was like, it really weirded me out because I was like going to a movie by myself. Like one of the first times I ever went to a movie by myself, like I just got my license. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to see this movie. I think I was going to see Clerks. I'm like, I'm going to see, I thought it was like an art movie too. I'm like, it's in black and white. I'm going to see an art movie at the art theater in Elmhurst, which had like a little downtown type of area. I'm like, I'm being very modern today. And I'm like, I'm going to get a coffee. Adults who see art movies drink coffees. I went to like one of the first Starbucks I remember ever encountering. And a dude like sat down next to me and started chatting me up, like hitting on me. And I was like, oh, the city's terrible. And I immediately used a payphone to call my friend Paula. I had to call a woman and tell her a dude hit on me.
Oh, man, I used to get hit on all the time in Atlanta. I had one guy, I don't know if I told you this, I was waiting for a show to start, and I didn't want to get in there too early. So I'm just parked on the side of the street in Midtown.
Well, you were by Laughing Skull across from, what was that place called, Bulldogs or something?
Bulldogs, yeah. Yeah, big gay club.
My naive ass thought it was a bodybuilding bar. Remember, man, these guys are fucking huge. What's up with that nightclub?
Tourist, we'd hang out right there across from Bulldogs outside of Laughing Skull, and every now and then tourists would come by, like on a Saturday. I remember this happened more than once. Somebody asked, hey, are they playing the Georgia game in there, pointing to the Laughing Skull Vortex. And I go, no, that's a Georgia bar right across the street because it's Bulldogs. And they're like, oh, cool. And at least twice we sent people over there. I don't remember if we saw.
Oh, they're playing all kinds of games in there.
But yeah, one guy, I had the windows down, and he just walked up and he said, hey, you want me to hop in there and stretch it out? And to this day, I don't know what he meant by that.
Yeah. Is it something that belonged to you or something that belonged to him?
Yeah. Like, surely are we going to fuck in the car during the daylight hours? Like, what? I don't know what he meant by that.
But that's what I'm saying. You already get to skip all these levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a dude that likes fucking, you're a dude that likes fucking, we should probably fuck. And then that's it. You just get to the point. No riffraff.
Yeah.
Or plenty of riffraff, depending on what you're into. Got to communicate.
Yeah. I commend their efficiency.
I remember.
No, I've never had a problem with that. Like, I don't know, ever since I've been an adult or maybe since I started, I don't know. I've always been, I'm aware of what I look like. I look like a fucking alt-right dickhead. So yeah. I have to work like extra hard
fucking
to
trophy is what you look like
to handle these situations in a proper manner. Yeah, I can't remember ever getting pissed off about something like that, because it's just like, you know, I always find it flattering. It's like, I mean, I appreciate it, but you know, I'm not into that, but thank you.
Well, doing stand-up has also been like, you're doing an open mic, it's like, it's everybody from everywhere. You can't, you shouldn't have any hatred or discrimination, but also you can't, like, these are your peers, and eventually somebody's like, I'm doing a show, it's at a gay bar. You're like, I want stage time, and so I don't care. I'll go wherever, and then you wind up like, gay bar's got better drink specials, so we're just going to hang out there tonight.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know, dude. It really tripped me out. Like, I thought about it so much since.
It's no, just, the meows, it's definitely a weird one.
Hmm.
Like, that guy doing that in a bar at night, like a bar of, like, every what's the word? Every flavor, I guess, and be like, all right, this weirdo's drunk and he's meowing at me. I get it. I'm at the party bar, you know. But bold move, daytime in a cul-de-sac. All right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Or do you,
other than that, not much going on.
Have you ever had friends that just like will do jokes even when they're by themselves because it's just for them?
When they're by themselves?
Yeah, like they're their own audience, and so they're just going to do something silly.
Hmm. I mean, I've had friends do that kind of stuff in my presence, but I don't know
when they're by themselves, like, I'm going to entertain myself today.
Huh.
You know, those type of people are out there too.
Yeah, that's a weird way to be.
It is, but not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. What, outside of being meowed at, what else have you been doing? You've been drinking milk out of saucers? What you been doing? Whole tins of raw tuna? What you getting into?
Oh, man, speaking of animals, little Charlie boy got into some gummies the other night and was tripping his balls off.
Oh, no.
We were very worried.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we didn't know what was going on at the time.
I think Nick Thune's dog died from that.
No way, really?
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah, this little bastard ate four gummies, the last four out of a 10. Fortunately, they were only 5 milligrams apiece, but still 20 milligrams for a 15-pound dog.
That's a lot for me.
That'd be the equivalent of me having like 400 milligrams.
I'd be on the news.
He was freaking out for like 4 hours, and then finally he chilled out. He just kept doing like this circuit in the living room. He'd jump up on the couch, look out the window, jump down, run into the closet, look around, run back to the couch. Like, he was just doing this little circuit for like 4 hours.
Cops are coming, guys.
Yeah. He was freaking out. Like, he was paranoid, and we didn't know what had happened. And then the next morning, Katie found the empty gummy tin. And I said, how many were in there? And she's like, four, and now there's none. So little dude had 20 milligrams of sativa gummies.
Oh, man. Yeah, you gotta watch out. You gotta keep them things locked up.
Yeah. So Nick Thune's dog died from that?
I don't know. He had a story. Maybe he didn't die, but like got into a brownie or something.
Double bad on account of being
chocolate, too. I don't know if it died. He was telling the story on stage, so I'm not like out in any secrets, but it was some scenario. It must not have died because the story was still able to be done in comedy, but I think it was not good. I think the story was more about how pissed his wife was at him for letting it happen.
I mean, what if it had been a new 10, 100 milligrams? There's 20 pieces, 5 milligrams a piece. If he'd eaten 100 milligrams, he probably would have died.
These are the stories that freak out the anti-weed people. What if the kids get into them? These are the stories that fuel that side. Never mind, you could put a case of beer on the bottom rack of the fridge.
Yeah.
So
that's what I keep telling Katie. Katie's a big klutz. And I don't want her to die a stupid death.
Man.
And this would have been a stupid death. I told you about Katie's nephew's dog. What happened to him? Did I tell you that one?
What happened to the dog?
A couple weeks ago,
got this bulldog, cute bulldog, big English bulldog. This is a terrible story, and I apologize in advance. Her nephew Jack had this bulldog for 2 years.
You told me, I don't know if you told it on the story or on the show.
Jack comes home 2 weeks ago, and the damn dog is in the bottom of the pool. Stupid bulldog somehow fell into the pool and drowned. So that's all we need now is the dog's cousin to OD on weed gummies.
Shouldn't have painted all those bones on the bottom of the pool.
It really was. I wasn't there, but to hear the nephew tell the story, I mean, it's just horrible. Can you imagine coming home and big bulldogs in the bottom?
That sucks, man. I don't think, it doesn't seem like bulldogs would be good swimmers. They don't seem like they'd have the body for.
No, they don't seem
for
very
anything
buoyant.
Really.
Yeah.
They can barely breathe. I can't imagine them trying to swim.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad glad your dog's all right.
Yeah, my dog's not dead yet, so.
Well, everything.
Wait. It was scary, like, seeing him. Like, you could just see in his eyes, like, what the fuck is happening? He was so confused.
Yeah, that's why that's why I'm glad we got old Jenny Nooch, old Street Tough. Man, it's been just 16 years, school of hard knocks out there. I'm like, nothing we can do can make it her life. All we could do is offer, like, an ease of living to this grizzled son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, what else going on, man? Oh, I watched a cool documentary last night, just apropos of nothing. For whatever reason, this week I've been really into rock climbing, and I have no interest in doing it myself because I'm too heavy for that. But I've been watching a lot of rock climbing videos. Watched Free Solo.
Oh, I'm fascinated by it. No desire to do it myself.
Yeah. Oh God, have you seen that one?
Yeah, I was so excited. I'm like, well, we got to see it in the theater because it's going to be the cinematic experience. And we went to the Los Feliz 3 off of Vermont, and they were playing it in the shit. It's a 3-screen theater, and one of the screens is slightly bigger than someone's TV. And we were in that one, like a 20-seat shit. But that was incredibly impressive that guy just
insane.
I love going to REI and seeing all the mountain climbing equipment, like seeing all the, like the precision instruments, like, oh, you just got to jam this into the crevasse.
Yeah.
And then it expands and holds your body weight, however many hundreds of feet above
3,000 feet, that El Capitan. Have you ever tried rock climbing, mountain climbing? I guess rock climbing is what you call it, right?
No. I mean, we're going to be in Joshua Tree. I like bouldering. Like, you can kind of just cramble up some rocks that are around to get a better vantage point of the desert, but not this.
Yeah.
Put your fingers in and twist them so it's just your knuckle bones or the actual anchor. I don't think I want to do it. I know the gyms are big now. Rock climbing gyms are.
Yeah. It's incredibly difficult. I did it twice when I was like 22, and I was actually in very good shape when I was 22. Not crazy shape, but pretty good shape. And man, I could hardly do shit. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh, I could do this. I'm strong. I'm athletic. I climbed like maybe 7 feet off the ground before I just got stuck and couldn't go any further.
Well, that's the whole bodybuilding. Like, you see people that lift weights at a gym, and their body looks like they lift weights at a gym, but your body has so many more weird muscles to be able to like move sideways while you're climbing and then get one of your feet above your head. Like, there's so much more functionality to your body than just like, I do curls and then I do bench press and then I do leg day, and you look good. But you see the shape that like when you see a swimmer's body and it looks horrifying. Yeah. It looks like they're transforming into a fish, but they've because that like the muscles needed for the activity are just entirely different than this kind of vein. I lift heavy things so I can lift heavier things. I shouldn't say vein. Yeah. But I don't. It's got its own sense of accomplishment, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've always been, more interested in like functional strength. I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have a 10 pack or whatever, but man, that's why I've always been impressed by a gymnast, male or female, like just all that body weight training, just holding yourself up, doing all these weird positions, like especially the dudes, man, just, I mean, they're, it's a different kind of jacked, but it, you know, it's still impressive looking, but you can just tell like, oh, that's functional strength. Whereas the bodybuilder, I'm sure that dude's strong, but there's a lot he probably can't do. Whereas like this other guy just is, looks like fucking Rambo. It's, could do anything.
Yeah. It's like a physical, it's like muscular autism. You know, like the gym guys, like I lift that and I curl this and I do that. But then somebody who's just like, well, I could do this one specific activity incredibly well.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with how my body looks. It's how it functions. Mm-hmm. But gymnast, like stuff that people do when they're planking on a parallel bar and doing push-ups while their body's perpendicular. Like I saw a video of who is that guy? David Goggins. He's like he's a guy. He's a Navy SEAL and an Army Ranger, and passed some Air Force test. And he did like 24 hours of pull-ups. And he's a motivational speaker.
Oh, is he the guy that's he's always working out in his fatigues, in his military gear?
Maybe. Also, adding motivational speaker. I would like to see one of these guys be super negative. You know, like accomplish all this and be like, you know what? It kind of sucks. And all the food I eat tastes terrible. And I don't know. I'm just I'm a broken man. And that's why I've done this to my body. But you shouldn't do this. You should fuck and eat pizza and have a good time is what you should do. Like use his experience to reinforce slobs like us. Like keep doing that. You guys, look at that. Yeah. You know what's on your face? A smile. I haven't had one of those in 35 years.
Oh, man. The discipline it must take to look like that, to get to that level of shape.
It does not seem any fun.
No, it doesn't.
My motivation is fun and pleasure, and I'm not, this is not a negative thing for people that get in shape or whatever. Like, I don't want to feel shitty. Like, I try to maintain at least my physicality enough to not feel crappy all the time, but I'm going to be an ultra marathonist. Like, they had to put an adjective on marathon for what people do.
Yeah. Marathon's not enough. You're going to be an ultra marathon. What is that? What is ultra? Is that two of them? Is that 52 miles? What is it?
Maybe it's 100. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Or the Ironman stuff.
That's crazy.
Didn't a guy with like Down syndrome just do the Ironman?
Really? I didn't hear that, but that's awesome.
How? Is it bad that would be the motivating thing for somebody?
What do you mean?
Like if that's what got
this guy did it, so I can do it.
If the Down syndrome guy did it, you know, that not in a bad way, but if like,
yeah,
that's way more inspiring than just a person that does it. Also, how many people that run Ironman are like, fucking, I thought this was cool. I got the bumper sticker. I use the tote bag on the airplane, so people ask me about it. And a Down syndrome guy's like, I did one too. And they're like, fuck, now I got to do another thing.
Oh, man. I've always, being a big sports fan, I keep waiting for the day. And before I get any emails, I'm not making fun of anyone. This is a sector of our population is mentally challenged, and God bless them. But I get so many emails, even anytime you bring any of this stuff up. I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm surprised we haven't had a mentally challenged professional athlete yet. Like, there's got to be a guy somewhere in high school right now who's 6'8", 340 pounds, and he's got Down syndrome, bless his heart. But, like, the guy just fucking beast of a football player.
Yeah, you know, tell me you know they have their whole Olympics, Dave.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about like a pro, like a guy who plays in the NFL who just happens to be Down syndrome. Now, I'm not saying that someone in that mental capacity could play quarterback or run an offense, but like certain positions, like offensive linemen, and no offense to offensive linemen. I mean, seriously, that's just a giant beast of a dude who happens to have Down syndrome. You tell me, you know, if he's big and strong enough, he can't block.
Give him the thin helmet. He doesn't need the good one. Come on, man.
But like, that's been a big thing in sports recently in the last decade or two of like, oh, the first female NBA coach or the first black NFL head coach or the first, you know, Asian NBA player. Like, when is there going to be
a mentally challenged
pro? Yeah. I'm not making fun of
them. They got lady basketball coaches. How come a guy with Down syndrome can't play some soccer?
I'm serious.
Jesus, Dave.
Why can't...
Watching you, it's like watching you just so carefully tiptoe into a hot tub only to just cannonball as soon as possible is always fun.
You don't think it would be a wonderful human interest story?
I'm just saying
there
your,
was a mentally challenged guy who just happened to be a...
Your attempts at explaining these things, starting, I don't want to get any emails, and I'm not making fun of anybody.
I'm
but
not.
If they can have black golfers, go, Dave, no. No, it's not
Oh, is
the
that
same.
Insulting to the black golfer?
It is not the
like
same thing
Like putting them in the
all.
Same category?
Yeah. I think the reason is that there is a physical capability I think there's Down syndrome weightlifters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to put somebody with Down syndrome on a full contact sport. What are you going to do if he's on your team? You give him the ball every time. What's the other team going to do? Tackle him? That's just psychological.
I know you're not a big sports guy and understand the X's and O's, but there's certain – a line – you could play lineman, and there's no offense to the offensive lineman out there because a lot of it is difficult, but you could teach a big, giant dude basically two techniques. You either pass block or run block. That's really all you got to do. And I don't think there's a ton of mental capacity needed.
Why don't you go
if you have the physical
tools. Why don't
you
throw an IQ test at the linemen that are out there now, and you might already be satisfied with the results as far as letting less than fully capable human beings play the sport. And by the way, send all the emails you want to me, because I don't read the Boogie Monster Gmail. Dave does. So.
But I think it would be a shame if there was a guy or gal who had the physical capabilities if they didn't get the opportunity to pursue it.
I do think there's wrestling. I think in high school wrestling, they allow it. I think when it's a one-on-one, I don't know, man. I don't. Cause that's the, you know, everybody's making their stinks, like, you know, because everybody has to have an opinion about transgender, people in sports. Here's the thing. You don't have to have an opinion. If you're in the sport, cool, I'll listen. Otherwise, I don't give a shit. I don't care who wants to be an MMA fighter. You want to get in a cage and beat each other up? I don't care who you are. Go for it. I don't give a shit. Anybody should be able to get in there. I don't give a fuck about that. I know people, if high school, if it's transgender and this and that, I truly... Let somebody else work that issue out. It doesn't affect me. So yeah, I don't need to have an opinion on it. I don't have to have any thoughts on it. You know, if I am just a grown man with no children and I have such a strong opinion about who should be allowed to play women's high school basketball, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Figure it out for yourselves. I don't care. As far as letting somebody with Down syndrome, I don't know physically what ailments or what could happen with somebody participating in a sport. More susceptible to injury or something like that, not knowing how to defend themselves when they fall or making a fully actualized decision to participate in a sport where you can get hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
You know? Them saying, I'd like to do that, not understanding the implications of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's...
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so... But if it's like you want to weightlift with a spotter, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wrestling is strength, but also technique. Otherwise,
I think that's part of my point is, I don't know how to articulate today, but take weightlifting for example. If you are mentally challenged, but you just happen to be a beast, I don't think you're at a disadvantage in weightlifting because maybe you have a mental issue there.
No,
I don't think that. Like other race car driving, yes, but lifting weights. And I just feel like there's other positions in other sports that are similar where like, oh, this guy's not at a disadvantage because he's, you know, not all there mentally. He's got the physical gifts and the job he's trying to perform is fairly rudimentary. Doesn't take a lot of mental, you know, acuity to pass block or to deadlift, you know.
But I not knowing anyone personally with Down syndrome or anything, I think there's also a coordination and speed element that where lifting is just, here's your groups of muscles, pick up this thing, put it up here, and you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any of them sprinting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... Oh, you're going to be reading some emails on this one.
I think that's why the Special
Olympics is a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I went to the Special Olympics back in Atlanta, 96. It was great.
Is that where you were rock climbing? Come on.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess that's a... I don't know... why I choose to make these points.
You know what? You do venture out knowing you might get in trouble, but you still, you're not coming from a place of criticism. You're coming from a place of curiosity. And just, I don't think you should be punished just for being curious and wanting to have a discussion about. I'll make fun of you because the attempts are hilarious to me.
Yeah.
But
no, I'm not still on your side. No hate here.
We know like that you don't mean any ill will.
Oh,
what does Street Justice Dave do? Down syndrome guys breaking into your car.
Oh boy, what a quandary! I almost had to do some shit yesterday, but no. To answer your question, I mean, I wouldn't be on the offensive towards him, but I would do whatever I could to.
What if he's
stop
jacked?
Him.
What if he's jacked?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, you got to pick your battles. Yesterday, we're sitting here about 3 PM, and I'm on the couch, and Katie happened to be standing up, and she's looking out the window, and she goes, there's a crazy guy lifting a boulder out of our neighbor's yard, and I thought he was going to try to, like, chuck it through a window, but fortunately, it was too heavy, and he couldn't pick it up. But, like, a clearly troubled individual, based on his appearance and his clothing, just completely out to school and just trying to deadlift a giant like decorative landscaping boulder.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't pick that up because he looked like he was wanting to chuck it through somebody's window. There's just always something going on this block.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good enough question though.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Sorry. Drinking beer and coffee at the same time over here. It's a weird move.
Hmm. What you got planned today in the school?
Probably not much else to do. Rachel did get me some skates, but they do not fit well. They hurt my feet.
No?
I have been enjoying the skating. I admit I have been enjoying skating. It's been a good time.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, these skates, they don't feel good, so I'm not into that. I don't know, probably just kick it. We might go into town, get some dinner, go into a different town. This place just has the one. Had some popcorn shrimp at headquarters yesterday. Ooh. Love a popcorn shrimp.
Okay.
I know it's trash snacks.
Yeah,
but,
me too. Yeah.
God damn it, I love popcorn shrimp.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's a starter seafood.
It is the little kids menu. Mm-hmm. Bartender was telling us, she was talking, she's like, actually, I'm from San Diego, but I moved to Seattle and I started moving out. And then my son's father was a hunter. So, you know, I started getting into game meat. And she's like, oh, what's the best game meat you ever had? She's like, I know I'm not supposed to say it, but horse. I'm like, oh.
Huh.
I mean, people, I don't see the big deal about eating horse. I don't want any meat, but I don't. It's just because it's pretty.
Yeah.
People just don't want to eat pretty things.
Not a big stretch. Not a big stretch between a horse and a cow.
No. Horse and an elk or what have you. But we've made horses the heroes of movies. And so now we can't eat them. You remake Seabiscuit with a cow, you're going to watch that beef share plummet.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, all right, man. I had a topic ready to go, but we got long-winded. I'll stick that in my pocket for next week.
We know how we do. We got to get out to the desert, man.
Yeah, man.
Reports from the desert.
Excited. I'm going to make you some jerk shrimp.
I don't know if that would be good. Well, jerk shrimp. I'm thinking shrimp jerky. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Don't dry out a food that's from the ocean. I don't want that. I know you can get like salmon jerky and everything. I'm like, I have no, don't really have any curiosity. I guess I'd taste it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
As I stand here today, I'm not excited about the idea of jerkied seafood.
No, but jerk shrimp.
Yeah.
Boy, it's going to treat you right.
Spicy and tasty. Good,
I got to start doing all my prep work later this week.
I'm going to
do all the prep work here.
Yeah. Now, how many people we got? What's the head count on this trip?
I think we got five. I think there's going to be five of us.
So you're going to feed five people a Dave-sized breakfast and a Dave-sized dinner and just tell them to, and then we all just have to shit in the dirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're on your own there. But yeah, man.
It's just going to be eating and shitting. That's all this trip is going to be. It's just eating and shitting. It's going to have
eat something, man.
This piece of desert you rented is going to have holes dug in it like a prospector buried treasure once but lost his map.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have some cow friendly dishes. Got some biscuits and gravy. You can eat that, right? Oh, and the sausage. Maybe
Don't worry about me, man. Since I have the van and have a fridge and everything, I can take care of myself just fine. Right. I know what you could do with cooking wise. We got a lot of city slickers rolling out there.
Yeah.
And you're making them this delicious food. And I think that's going to be appreciated. Don't worry anything about me. I'll cover my end.
Well, you know I always worry about you, Kyle.
I know, and you don't have to, Dave. I got the whole. I'm going to be the one sleeping indoors out there.
Broccoli casserole. You can eat my broccoli casserole. You can have some grilled corn. You can have some fried cornbread.
Some elote.
Oh,
cornbread.
Oh, I'm going to make some grits. Make you some homemade grits. Some campfire grits. I'm going to make a blueberry cobbler. Oh, yeah. We're going to fatten you up, boy.
What are you going to do? You're just going to cook.
No, that's what I'm saying. I do all the prep work here before we leave, and that way the actual cooking is going to be pretty simple. Just throwing shit into a pot. Got my onions. I'm going to do all my purees, my roasted garlic and onion purees for the chicken tortilla soup. I'm going to pre-make the casserole. I'm going to pre-marinate the jerk chicken.
What's the story on flatware? Are you telling everybody, like, bring a bowl, a plate, and everything, clean it off, or just paper plates? And
I got no paper plates. I got a nice you'll be on your own probably since you've got the van and you got stuff. But I got a nice four-piece camping, that old, the blue, you know what I'm talking about, that old enamel blue camping dishware.
Yeah.
Dinnerware shit. Yeah. I got four plates, four bowls, and four mugs.
Oh, okay.
Got a good deal on those. So, yeah.
Where'd you get those from?
So, I'm
going to get something like that.
I got them at this place over in San Pedro. I forgot the name of it, but like an Army Surplus store.
I was telling, if anybody's going camping for the first time, I'd throw a, I'd throw the Harbor Freight rules at it. Like, get you some stuff from Army Surplus on the cheap. And if you know you like camping, mm-hmm. you're going to go again, then go to REI and spend some money on the pricey shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But even some of that boots. Army Surplus stuff can be pretty solid. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of that stuff's pretty good. I've always loved Army Surplus stores.
Yeah.
Always find weird stuff in there.
Yeah. A lot of costumes.
I remember one time I went to a knife show. I was a teenager. Me and my dad went to a knife show, just like at some mall, same place we'd go to like baseball card shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this one guy, he had a whole bunch of like weird self-published books and manuals and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not making this up. I was like 15 and he had a book called How to Dispose of a Dead Body. It was like 100 pages. I remember one of the chapters was let the weather be your friend. He was just talking about something about doing it in winter or something. I don't know. But it was an actual book that you could buy at this place called How to Dispose of a Dead Body. I love all that weird shit you can find at that kind of
That's
stuff.
A little past yeah. weird.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
Also, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know what to do? And then this isn't just something that somebody published from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's great at it, which is why he's not in jail.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know this book works? I'm at the mall selling it to you instead of being in jail. That's how I know it works. Want to know how I know it works? Read the review from my 5 ex-wives. Oh, it's not on there. I wonder why.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to have a good time, dude. We're going to have fun.
I think so. I'm sorry that the telescope, I don't think I'm going to have room in the van for it. We'll see. I got to go back. I got to stop at the house and see what I can pack up. Might be a possibility, but very, as you know, very limited space, even in the big van.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big telescope, too. It's not like the one on the tripod. It's like the big, large aluminum tube. I think it's 8-inch diameter.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is awesome because you could see the rings around Saturn. You see real cool shit, but it's also not a space saver. It's a space seer. It's not a space saver. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? Okay. Okay. What's up? What's up, Sauce Daddy?
What does Sauce Daddy mean again?
I don't know. I'm just calling you Sauce Daddy.
Oh, I didn't know if that was a term that is used. No, I like it then. I'll be Sauce Daddy.
Yeah, like a big sexy barbecue chef, big daddy,
yeah.
big baby sauce daddy. I don't know. I get it. Once the thing with Helen started, everything's getting nicknames. I can't help it. It's
You've
just
always
fun
been
to do.
Good at nicknames.
It's always fun to do. I do like Jenny Nooch, Jenny Neutron,
Jenny Nooch. Oh my god. Oh boy. Let me plug our buddy real quick. Ryan Singer is part owner of a new app that I believe launches this week. Anybody who's into crystals, I've never really been into crystals, but hey, you know, if you are, more power to you, get out there. Ryan and a few other dudes have created Crystal Eyes, eyes as in vision, eyes, crystal with a C, EYES, and it's basically Shazam for crystals. So if you're out there and you run across some crystals and you don't know how to ID them, just download the Crystalize app, take a picture of it, and boom, they're going to tell you what kind of crystals you got. So
Rachel was like, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
For even people
like
that dabble
idea.
In them and you go to a store and you mm-hmm. want like, oh, I just want, what's this kind? Even if you're not in the spiritual kind.
Mm-hmm.
People sell pretty stones and you don't know what it is. Yeah. Rachel's got one for plants. We're out in the middle of nowhere, takes a picture of a plant, tells it what kind of plant it is.
That's a great idea.
So,
man, first time I heard of Shazam, that was the first time that I was like, okay, this is magic. Like that.
Yes.
That really blew my mind. Like, wait a minute. And I guess I kind of understand the broad strokes of the technology with the sound waves and stuff, but still, like, that blew my mind. So, any app like that that can identify something.
Didn't know how much Bruno impressive. Mars I enjoyed.
Every time you Shazam something, it's Bruno Mars. He's talented.
I find out about more music being at like a store that I'm too old for now.
Mm-hmm.
Just at the Levi's store or something. Like, what's this tune? It's Bruno Mars. Okay. Well, fair enough.
But yeah, check out Crystallize. Dropping their launching this week. So, yeah, man. He's been working on this thing for like a year.
He told Rachel about it a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So good on him.
So yeah, y'all. Check out that from our old pal, Ryan Singer. Anything to plug? Have you watched Paradise PD yet? How's that going?
I haven't watched it, but it's out. I'll plug. You know what
I'll
plug?
Did they drop?
I want to plug. It's filthy. It's a filthy show. It is what it is.
Is the whole season out, or do they do it? They
no,
drop
it's,
it
it's
like
Netflix,
one a week.
So it's just out. The whole thing's out.
The whole thing's out. Okay, cool.
Real foul.
And
these folks. But August 24th, Bronger and I are doing Hey Girl, live Hey Girl event. So
nice.
Pay attention to the socials. Get the tickets. Get the online tickets for that. That's the only big event I got coming up. Outside of, I'm going to be doing some shows, starting to do shows again. So,
when you say live Hey Girl, is it like in person?
No,
or
no,
like
live online, but like buy tickets, like limits. I'm not sure still how it works, but that's what's happening the night of the 24th. Lisa Traeger and Tom Segura are our guests.
Right on.
It's going to be a good old time.
Cool, man. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah, buddy.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna go in here and start chopping my onions and garlic.
Get that prep work done, buddy. I'm looking forward to it. Let me know if I need to bring anything down myself.
Just bring your appetite.
Report from the desert.
Positive attitude.
Report from the desert.
Blast. Yeah, we'll figure out. I don't know if we're going to try to record out there or what, but, you know, we might come up with something.
We'll see, man.
It'll be fun.
All right, buddy.
Well, hell yeah, buddy. Have a good week. Be safe up there in the abandoned school.
Yeah, we'll see if it conjures anything.
Send me some pictures. I want to see this place. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
The Boogie Monster.
Network.